what the Stupak Amendment is an amendment that got slapped onto the historic health care reform bill that was passed in the House of Representatives on Saturday. And, you know, the leadership of the House, Nancy Pelosi and other leaders like Rosa DeLauro, who is a congresswoman from Connecticut, had been negotiating for weeks, really for months, with anti-choice Democrats in the Congress to get language in the bill that would be acceptable to them, that would assure them that no public money would be used for abortion coverage and health insurance policies. And there were two different incarnations of this language. Each time the pro-choice side thought that they had a deal for language actually in the bill, not an amendment, just language that would be in the bill that would make it very certain that settled law on this, established policy known as the Hyde Amendment that prohibits the use of federal dollars for abortion, would be embedded in the, codified in the bill. And everybody thought that that had been settled, including pro-choice groups who were, of course, lobbying until the very last minute as well. And, you know, and they had acceded to this compromise. And then at the very, very last minute, Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan decided that it wasn't good enough. And why did he decide it wasn't good enough? Because the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops would not sign off on it, meaning that bishops were willing to throw the whole of health care reform under the bus because they didn't feel that the language was strong enough. Now, what they were really wanting was not simply the prohibition of the use of federal funds for health coverage that would include abortion services. What they were looking for was something that would really virtually prohibit women from using their own money for purchasing coverage that included abortion services. And the way they're able to kind of, you know, frame this is that the way the health care bill works, Mary, is that if you're an individual without health insurance, mm-hmm. You can go, there will be this thing called an exchange set up.
Ah, yes.
So that you can go through a federal program and buy private plans, not just the public plan, but you can choose from among a variety of plans, including the public plan, and purchase health insurance coverage that way. Some people will be subsidized through the federal government, and that's not even who we're talking about right here. But other people will just, that will be the only way that you can affordably get an individual policy, especially if you're a middle-aged woman. And what the Stupak Amendment does, it will make it impossible even for you to go in paying for the policy in full out of your own pocket with no federal subsidy. Why is this so important? Well, first of all, it's important because of the symbolism and what it says. It says it basically is saying, well, abortion is not health care. It's basically stigmatizing abortion. They're telling women, well, they can buy supplemental coverage for abortion coverage, which, of course, is ridiculous because who plans for an unplanned pregnancy, A? And B, there's privacy concerns. That means anybody who bought one of these riders, there's going to be data collected on them by the federal government. So it's a real mess, and the only way Nancy Pelosi could get her bill to the floor with enough Democrats to vote for the final bill was to allow Stupak to have a vote on his amendment. And, of course, how he got his amendment attached was a whole bunch of Republicans who were never going to vote for the final bill were happy to vote for this poison pill.